Bill, how are you? Good to talk to you.
Sam, Laura, congrats on TV. You're doing very well. I want everybody to know that. Big numbers for you, and the show is very interesting.
Thank you.
I'm doing okay. BillO'Reilly.com is going through the roof, and very happy with that, although I'm working harder than I wanted to work.
Well, the No Spin Zone podcast on BillO'Reilly.com, and of course, you know, Bill's books are among the best-selling books of all time in literature and history. Bill, I want to talk about what you see, because you're one of the smartest political analysts out there with all your experience and reporting over decades. What you're seeing play out now in the country, is this worse than you expected, and are we approaching perhaps a 1968 style type of frenzy in the streets?
I think we're beyond that now. I think it's the worst that I've seen in my 45-year journalism career. You have basically a nexus of the media, the corrupt media, now promoting, embracing, whatever word you want to use, the most radical progressive movement ever seen in this country, ever, in the history of the country. So you have guys like, and everybody knows this name, George Soros, but others as well, with unlimited amounts of money, who basically formed organizations to attack and destroy people with whom they disagree. This is why it's different than the Tea Party or the hypocrites on CNN and MSNBC who, you know, from day to day will change their story depending on what they're told to do. You have now a bevy of organizations, and you saw it in the Kavanaugh hearings, that send people out. These aren't mob people. These are targeted people who are paid to do certain things, you know, to confront senators in elevators with a CNN camera right behind them, to prevent Senator Cruz and his wife from having dinner. These aren't accidents, all right, to get Bill O'Reilly off the air. Not an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have this. And in the past, journalism reporters would have investigated it because there's huge money behind it. But they don't now. Instead, they promote it. They're in business with the radical left, in business with them. CNN and MSNBC make money, lots of it, promoting the most radical progressive organizations in the country, which will stop at nothing, including violence, to get political power. So that's what we're looking at.
Do you think that the president's handling of this thus far and the way he's addressed it has been helpful? Has it been illuminating?
I don't think he knows what's going on the way I just laid it out to you and your listeners. I just don't think he knows what's going on. I don't think he knows the seriousness. Look, whenever you have organizations that are in the shadows that people never heard of, I'll give you one, Color of Change.
Mm.
All right, and you've got 20 of them. And they take their orders from big, moneyed, radical left people. All right? They say, okay, you pay us this, and we'll do that. The woman who confronted Senator Flake in the elevator is paid $175,000 a year by George Soros-funded foundations. Was that widely reported, Laura? Do you hear that?
Mm, no.
No?
No.
Okay. And so people think it's spontaneous. Oh, this woman just showed up to yell at Flake because she's a victim or whatever she said she is. That's not what's happening. And, you know, I draw the correlation between what's happening in America now to what happened in Germany in the late 1920s and 1930s. Where you had a fanatical movement, Nazism, accumulating power behind the scenes by violent methods, and there was big money in it as well, okay,
mm-hmm.
While the population was looking away, wasn't interested, wasn't engaged, and the media in Germany basically were afraid of the Nazis, and they wouldn't tell the truth about them. That was more of a fear thing than what we have now, is that the media in America is ideologically in line with the progressives. Their cause in the media is the same cause of George Soros. Soros is a little bit more extreme than the editors of the New York Times, but not much. So this big picture that's formulated over the past, I would say, 10 years, I don't think President Trump understands it. And I'll give you another thing. If I were President Trump, I would order an FBI investigation into the Kavanaugh debacle. Because I know, and I think you do too, that it was no accident Dianne Feinstein held back that letter from Dr. Ford for 6 weeks. That was not an accident. It was no accident it was leaked against Dr. Ford's wishes, which I'm not exactly sure were sincere. But let's take it for face value. That letter was leaked, putting the woman in danger. And it was leaked by somebody in Congress, because only two people had the letter. So the FBI should be investigating that and should get to the bottom. And I'll tell you, if they start that investigation, which I would order if I were president, that scandal, that whole thing is going to unravel fast. Because that was no accident what happened to Kavanaugh.
And the women were all were all lying, by the way. They were all lying, too. I have a couple of people looking into this who actually knew both of them. No, knew two of them. And
whatever it was, yeah. I went through this. I went through this myself.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And I saw things leveled against me that were insane. And, at this point in this country, people are going to have to make a decision. All right? The progressive left has figured out that they have the media in their pocket and they can do what they want. They can do exactly what they want. And they almost got Kavanaugh. They almost got him. And is this the kind of country we want? Is this it? You're not going to get an honest take from the media. They're not going to investigate things. They're not going to try to find the truth. Accept it. Accept it, because it's been in play now for quite some time. So who do you depend on to get the truth? The only apparatus is the criminal justice system. And I'll put forth that President Trump should really see a bigger picture. He takes everything personally, and he fights back effectively himself. But I don't know if he's seeing the big picture, what's happening here. You know, once you start to erode basic rights like presumption of innocence, yep, and due process, once you say they don't matter, as the senator from Hawaii said, it don't matter. There's no presumption of innocence if somebody accuses you of misconduct. None. You're guilty. Because in the past, some women have been abused. I mean, think about it. They're attacking the fundamental rights that Americans have and have had. And nothing, what is being done? Nothing.
And I think, Bill,
it's a division. But I'm just so worried about it. I can't tell you.
I am petrified of this. I completely agree, yep, with you. And I was slammed for the last 3 weeks for saying, just because someone alleges something and says this is my truth doesn't mean that you can just say, okay, this person has to be fired, this person has to be boycotted, this person has to be kicked to the curb, denounced, put up on a cross, crucified, lose a promotion. This has got to stop.
Because that could happen to anybody.
Well, and it happens. Look, it happens to me. Obviously, things happen to you. Look what happened to you. And it is a brutal, unfair situation. And once you're accused of something, where do you go to get your reputation back?
And there isn't anybody in place to rectify it, although President Trump could do it, by trying to get to the bottom of this Kavanaugh mess. My new column posted on BillO'Reilly.com is about this issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's about how your truth has replaced the truth. Okay? So, and I take it off the University of North Carolina, which now wants to honor Christine Ford.
Oh, God.
I never comment on Dr. Ford one way or the other, because I don't know what happened. I'm interested in the people behind her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I first got flagged to this when her letter was leaked, and immediately she hired the most radical left attorneys in the country. And I said to myself, if you are a victim of an assault, is that where you go? No.
Well, Feinstein told her to go there.
Somebody with years of experience in this, right, in this area. That's where you go. That was the huge red flag. And, of course, the press ignored it.
No, the press, they're not interested. They're not interested in that. They're protecting women. They're not protecting women. So, Bill, killing the SS, obviously it's going to be another, right, huge number one New York Times bestseller. Tell us why Americans have to, when you read this book, it becomes even more infuriating to hear people being throwing the word Nazi around like it's no big deal.
Oh, I know. It's just crazy. I wrote this book, Laura, because I want people to know about evil. We see evil in this country on a regular basis, and we report on it. People walking into school shooting kids. The thousands of people in Chicago being shot in the streets by drug gangs. Clerics molesting children. This is all evil. Yet many of us look away. We look away from it. Or we see it on the news and it's not personal to us, just another story. They did the same thing in Germany. The Germans did the same thing. All right? So here you had this unbelievable movement that was violent, that basically said, we're going to legalize murder. And then the war broke out. And who was in the concentration camps? Farmers, bankers, merchants. They put on the black uniform with the death's head insignia, okay, and they went and they killed babies. Normal people who before World War II, you'd see them in the little cafes, you wave to them. And all of a sudden, they're killing babies to the extent of more than 6 million? How could this happen? So in killing the SS, we explain the evil. We explain how it happened. And then after the war, who helped these people get away?
Exactly.
Because a lot of them got away.
Well, this is it's so good. I mean, my staff has stolen our only copy, so I only got to read about 15 pages, but it's my go-to book, LauraIngram.com, Facebook.com, Bill O'Reilly. Come back anytime. So many miss you. They come up to me on the streets. How is Bill? I tell them, you know, they're watching you and listening to you still, but they miss you and your insights, and we do too. So come back anytime. Congratulations on the book, Bill.
Thank you, Laura. It's very kind of you, and I love talking to you. Thank you.
All right. Anytime. LauraIngram.com, Facebook.com, Amazon.com, Killing